So the patriarchy is failing men. Yes, there are a lot of statistics actually that proves you that the patriarchy is absolutely totally failing men. My name is Peggy Van de Plage. I'm the founder of the Microdose Diet, and I talk about all things alternative medicines for professional and personal development. So I know many of you might be cringing and maybe already ready to jump at my jugular when they heard me saying that the patriarchy was failing men. But actually, things are not mutually exclusive. The patriarchy can be failing women and also failing men. It's not a zero-sum game, unfortunately. It is not mutually exclusive. So whether you are a they, a she, a he, the patriarchy is not helping you, and it is not helping anyone. So I'm going to go through some data with you. We can take the example of John and Jane Smith. That's pretty accurate right now with Mr. and Mrs. Smith being on Amazon. Yes. What I really want you to think of is, do you really think the current system that we're in, the patriarchy, is a system that is promoting success, passion, and happiness for everyone, men, women, all individuals involved across the world that is living under the rule of a patriarchy? So the first example I want to talk about is jail. So let's say you're John Smith. The probability that you're going to end up in jail is significantly higher than for Jane. In the US, actually, 93% of the federal inmate population is male, which means obviously the population for female inmate is only 7%. So once again, John is highly likely to be locked up, but he's also more likely to be locked up for graver and longer offenses. And in addition, is highly likely to be the victim of homicides because men account for 75% of the case. So this is the first area where actually being John is definitely not as great as being Jane, at least in our current system, our system of patriarchy. The second topic is addictions. I talk about a lot about addiction. Last week, I was talking about addictions on Wall Street and alcoholism being the deadliest drug. So if you're a man, you are more likely actually to abuse illicit drugs and alcohol. So if you are a boy or a man, so John, over 12-year-old, you have a 12% chance or probability, I should say, to have a substance use disorder. Well, actually, if you are Jane, it's going to be 6%, so half of that in the US. The reality is that for men, they are way more likely to become addicts and to abuse substances due to peer pressure or to be part of a group. So again, the total aspect of a patriarchal model, which is based on groups and which is based on power, pyramid dynamic, well, that creates addiction in men in a higher rate than women. The third topic is mental health. So if your name is John, I'm sorry to tell you, even if you're not really a John, but let's say you're a gentleman, your probability to die from suicide is significantly higher than for women. In the United States, the suicide rate among males is approximately 4 times higher than for females. And in 2021, actually, in the US, more than 38,000 men died from suicide, which is the highest number and rate of death in 20 years. So the situation is getting worse. So once again, if you are a man in our current society, the peer pressure is likely to bring you to addiction, bring you to mental health challenges, potentially suicide, and also bring you in jail. So something extremely uplifting. And we're only halfway through. The other topic I want to discuss is education. Obviously, education is for many a way to be inserted in society, to have a good job, and all that great stuff. So in 2021, we found that actually women have way more degrees now than men, and that rate is increasing. So almost 39% for women, 39.1 actually, and 37% for men. And the trend has been ongoing. The woman's educational attainment has been surpassing men in recent years, and actually that gender gap in educational attainment is evident not only in college but also emerges before college. So the girls are more likely to graduate high school on time and to perform better academically. So obviously, if you're a John, if you have less probability to get a good education or just an education, actually, it's going to make things quite difficult for you to be highly productive and successful in society today. So that's another disadvantage of the current system we're in for men. The other one is family life. And some research have been conducted in the last few years, and actually, two-thirds of fathers say they spend too little time with their kids. And once again, there's a lot of pressure for men to be actually spending a lot of time at work, to go for drinks after, to do a lot of things as a bro, and pretend that you're not interested to spend time with your kids, with your family, because you're a strong man. That is the challenge of the patriarchy, is putting this toxic masculinity ideas and structure. And it's very difficult for men to actually break free from this structure. So they end up having to perform activities they might not want to do. They might would rather be with their family, but the peer pressure is preventing them to do that. And the last thing, which I understand might seem a bit extreme, but it's extremism. And historically, men have been more frequently with extremist group. Actually, if you look at report, you have a lot of report on counterterrorism that shows that men constitute the majority of individuals involved in extremist activities, including terrorism. So as always, you know, there is more than meets the eye when it comes to our society. Yes, you can think that if you're John, you have way more opportunities, and you know, life is your oyster in a patriarchal model. And yes, that's true on one end. Positions of leaderships in governments, corporation, and everywhere in between are still mainly held by men. But on the other end, behind the headlines of CEO billionaires, the overall picture is not that great for men. And you might think that you, your son, nephew, brother, husband will never be part of this underwhelming statistics, probably because, you know, you're lucky you had a privileged upbringing. But, you know, no man is an island. No one lives in total isolation. And I mean, these statistics are touching everyone, directly or indirectly. I am pretty sure you can find examples at 1 or 2 degrees of separation in most of these categories. I know I can. I won't share names, but I definitely can. So, you know, I'm going to rest my case here against the patriarchy, and I will leave it to you to decide if this is the system that you believe will bring us the most success, passion, and happiness in our life, whether you're a man or a woman, or you know, or I would say gender neutral. If your answer is no, then it is time to do things differently. And you know, I would suggest to start with our notion of power, from and switching from, you know, power over to power with. And that would be, I think, the best way to start dismantling the patriarchy. And it's not to push people out, it's to bring more people together once again. So thank you so much for listening. Again, my name is Peggy Van de Plasch. I'm the creator of a microdose diet. You can check out my website to get more information, and please share your feedback. I'm sure you have an idea of what I talked about, and you probably want to share your own thoughts. Thank you so much for listening, and talk to you next week.